Calm down. 3 to go.
Vote for our meatball, please.
That's Patrick Corsi, encouraging me to choose his meatball as the top meatball from the 4 I'm about to taste and judge during a meatball competition. Patrick and his father, Antonio, run 3 very successful Italian restaurants in Vancouver and Whistler, and his father's recipe was on the line here. So much on the line that Antonio had been up until 2 in the morning making them in one of the restaurants, with special instructions passed on to his son Patrick and their chef, Brad Ellis, who was in charge of serving them.
One point that Antonio wanted me to make was that growing up, because it's his father's recipe, he used to eat these cold out of the fridge the next day.
Absolutely.
That is the way that he would love everyone to try them. Obviously, they're good warm out of the oven, but cold the next day, just keep them in the fridge. You want a little snack, it's 4:30 in the afternoon, too early for dinner. Grab one of these and then you'll be happy.
One time in my life, my grandfather was here from Italy, made these, and I put ketchup on it.
What?
Don't do that, not in front of Nono.
Patrick Corsi and fellow Vancouver restaurateur and chef Andre Durback came to a downtown cookbook store to do battle meatball with 2 chefs visiting from New York. Mark Straussman and Pina Luongo are friends and business partners and have just published a cookbook called 2 Meatballs. Their favorite Italian recipes are in the book, with a special emphasis on meatballs. Much was made of the meatball being a truly North American Italian dish, as Andre Durback has learned at his Italian restaurant.
When I look at what I do at La Buca, my decisions are informed by I'd like to have a nice, authentic Italian restaurant, but we have to make things for North American sensibilities here. I have to say, when I was in Tuscany in May. And you know what? I didn't see any spaghetti and meatballs in Tuscany.
You're right.
I don't think I ever will see any. This is Italian-American food. So when I go and look at how I'm going to make meatballs and interpret meatballs, for me it's going to be looking what Italian people coming to North America, in New York specifically, might have found when they got there, and how they would reinterpret the dishes from the old country in the new world.
Durback's meatballs were a blend of ground veal and beef with a touch of rosemary and fennel seed. Fennel seed. That's what my mom and my aunt used to use to spice things up a bit. But I'm pretty sure they never used red wine and reduced veal stock in their sauce. He maintains his recipe is simple, but not too simple, and insists meatballs should be cooked in sauce after browning. While his meatballs were cooking, New York chef Mark Straussman took over the stove.
You know, when we first started to work on the book about, say, 2.5, 3 years ago, we always had debates on food. You know, Pino being the traditional Italian cooking in America, and I'm an American cooking Italian. I have absolutely no Italian blood into me whatsoever. None whatsoever. And, you know, we would always, you know, argue on this and that. And then, you know, we definitely would always argue about meatballs and the differences of them and the fact that, you know, I grew up on, you know, in New York on Sunday when Mom didn't cook. You either went for Chinese food or something else. And I always kind of enjoyed going for Italian. So, you know, I have a very fond memory of spaghetti and meatballs. And, you know, Pino would always say, that's not Italian. And it's not. Not at all. You know, in fact, you know, the traces
Meatballs and a history lesson at the same time. Straussman used 4 different meats in his meatballs, beef, pork, veal, and crumbled Italian sausage, also cooked in a fragrant and flavorful tomato sauce. I thought this one came closest to what I expect out of a real Italian meatball. A real North American Italian meatball. Next, the only native Italian-born chef of the bunch, Pino Luongo.
When I came to New York in 1980, I was really kind of, as a good Italian, kind of taken back by the kind of food I saw in New York as far as Italian-American food. I said, what the hell is this? We don't need them in Italy. We don't know what they are. But you know what? Eventually, you get adapted. So basically, when Mark and I, we got together, this theory about, for me, cooking raw meats on a sauce is just despicable. But, you know, that's...
Yeah, Pino doesn't pull his punches. He said the idea of cooking meatballs in sauce is despicable. His offering was completely different. Mint and lemon zest gave these meatballs an entirely different flavor than the others. They were pan-fried, then served with spaghetti in a sauce made with chicken stock, mushrooms, and peas. This is the kind of spaghetti and meatballs I would serve to dinner guests because it's special. But for good old-fashioned comfort food, my kudos for the evening went to Mark Straussman as being the closest to my mom's meatballs, which, of course, were the best in the world. Not bad for a guy from Queens.
And the reason why he loves me is because, as he once said, I'm a Jew with a comment on everything.
Yeah, you definitely should. That's why we decided that Queens is a wine of the region of Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make a great wine over there called La Guardia Chianti. Very good, very popular. Nice flavor. No, he's got one thing. I have to say, considering that, you know, he's got everything going against him. He's Jewish from New York. He's from Queens. He's got some good quality going for him. That he has a passion. He has a passion for Italian food, which elevated him in the last 20 years to be the great chef that he is. He's got a big heart. The other side. Anyway, I think
you'll find some photos of the guys cooking their meatballs on my website, along with information on Mark and Pino's cookbook. That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.
What's the next book? Let's go. Let's go. What's the next book? Instead of the meatballs.